Texas, America, and the world. This is Mark Dankos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We would like to greet our new affiliate, WMQM AM 1600 in Memphis, Tennessee. That's a 50,000-watt station that's going to be bringing Mark Dankos, America, and the Republic Broadcasting Network to a much wider audience in the American South in the days ahead. And that will augment what we're already doing in the way of picking up some additional conventional affiliates, expanding our international shortwave outreach, and also the whole process of beginning a complete restoration of the RBN archives, which is just around the corner, I understand. And when that takes place, you will be able to search all of these shows, both those of Mark Dankos America, as well as those of Kevin Barrett and Michael Collins Piper, and all of the other hosts at RBN, to find the subjects and the topics that you would like to hear about, either to hear the show again, or to encounter it for the very first time. So those are all the things that are just around the corner through the outreach of the Republic Broadcasting Network. We have a special guest today, Harmony Grant, who is connected with Ted Pike's National Prayer Network. There are about three items that Harmony and I will be talking about in the next hour or so. The first of which is something that she just made me aware of yesterday that involves a Department of Peace bill that is presently before the House of Representatives, and that bill is entitled H.R. 808. I used to research this sort of thing for Howard Phillips' Conservative Caucus, specifically researching some of the things that were going on in the United States Senate as opposed to the House. So I have some familiarity with how these bills get introduced and the trails that they tend to go in from committee to committee and then finally into conference, and then ultimately to the floor of the of their respective bodies, if they get that far in the stream. But this H.R. 808 is something that is new to me, and it's among those things that I would like to talk to Harmony about this morning. Harmony, how are you? You there? Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Listen, I thought we would open up. We're going to have a commercial break here in just a few minutes, but I thought we'd maybe begin our conversation by talking about this Department of Peace bill, H.R. 808, which is something that I was not familiar with until I found out about it through the auspices of Ted Pike's National Prayer Network. What do you understand about this bit of legislation, Harmony, and what are the implications of it?
Well, this bill, H.R. 808, would create a $9 billion... Amy? Hello?
Go ahead. Yes.
Peace Commission, a peace department in the federal government, which would be educating down to the kindergarten level in our United States about homosexuality and hate crimes from the point of view of the Anti-Defamation League, which is presenting an extremely progressive liberal point of view. They're already, the Anti-Defamation League is already educating our police, and they're trying to get federal hate crimes legislation passed. They're presenting an extremely progressive and anti-American point of view. And to empower them with a $9 billion department of taxpayer money in the federal government is an extremely dangerous move, and it would just further increase their power in our country, which is not something that we want to do at all.
So essentially then what we have is a situation where this House bill, H.R. 808, which according to something I'm reading here, has a Section 101 in it that would establish an entirely new federal Department of Peace.
Right.
It would cost $9 billion a year. And we'll get back to some of the implications of what that department will be doing when Mark Dankos America returns live from San Antonio, Texas on the Republic Broadcasting Network with Harmony Grant of the National Prayer Network. Stay tuned.
Learn about the new discoveries of MSP research. Find out about the success MDs, dentists, veterinarians, and others are having with Silver 500. Learn secrets to survival, how to detox the liver, gallbladder, and kidneys, and how over 1,100 doctors are treating Lyme disease, hepatitis C, diabetes, respiratory infections, and many more with success thanks to the help of MSP research and Silver 500. Microbiologists have tested our mild silver protein and found Silver 500 to be the most effective treatment for B. subtilis, a subgroup of anthrax. Choose the products in your medical supply wisely. Our doctor's manual has grown to over 600 pages. Give us a call at 1-334-493-0420. That's 1-334-493-0420 and see why doctors in five countries use a dozen products that are manufactured by Dr. Bill McFarland. One more time, that's 1-334-493-0420 or visit our website at www.mildsilverprotein.com/home.html.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Hi, Michelle. I haven't seen you on the bus for a while. Did they change your shift?
No, Lori. I finally quit my job. I'm working at home now, and I love it. No more commuting. And I'm home when the kids get out of school.
Working at home? Doing what?
It's a long story. It all started when I discovered the website earnmoneyathome123.com.
Oh, Michelle, you didn't fall for one of those internet deals, did you?
Well, I looked into several, and this one is for real.
Are you sure?
I didn't quit my job until I was sure, and now I'm making way more money working at home.
Really?
I've joined the success team in their major advertising co-op. Our business is fully automated, which gives me more money and the time to enjoy it. I'll be earning money while we're skiing this winter.
What was that website again?
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Here, write it down.
Good idea. EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Maybe we can go skiing this winter, too.
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com is a global opportunity.
Across America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We're joined today by Harmony Grant, who works with Ted Pike at the National Prayer Network. And among the things that we're chatting about today is, first and foremost, a bill before the United States House of Representatives entitled H.R. 808. And this bill is entitled the Department of Peace and Nonviolence Act. It would establish a new federal department, like we don't have enough already, right, folks? This would be a new federal department entitled the Department of Peace. It would cost $9 billion a year, and its purpose is to further peace as an organizing principle, quote-unquote. Harmony, as we start unpacking what's really in this bill and what's behind it, what are some of the things that you see in this bill that are particularly dangerous as it seems to relate to this whole concept of hate crimes?
Well, one of the things that's particularly threatening about hate crimes legislation is that it sounds like it's going to just prevent violent crimes, but in actuality, hate crimes legislation has been used in Canada and elsewhere to criminalize traditional morality and speaking out against homosexuality. And one of the things that this Peace Department bill will do is to emphasize educational programs from the ADL, and I'm quoting from it now, relating to societal challenges of violence against gays and lesbians and providing for public education programs and counseling strategies concerning hate crimes and promoting racial and religious and ethnic tolerance. So what this bill would do is it would give this enormous amount of taxpayer money to the Anti-Defamation League to further spread their propaganda that traditional morality and biblical positions against homosexuality are hateful. And they would be able to further spread this misinformation and these lies at the kindergarten level in schools, just as they're already doing this in our police departments across the nation. The ADL has tremendous influence and the power through their Hate Crimes Statistics Act in 1990 to be educating and teaching all of our police departments about what bias is and what true tolerance means. And what they're teaching them is that a pastor or an evangelist who is speaking out against homosexuality and quoting from the Bible is expressing hatred and bias and is a potentially violent, hate-filled person, even though that individual is expressing concern and Christian love that many Americans would agree with.
So essentially then what we have is a situation where this Hate Crimes Statistics Act of 1990 granted to the Anti-Defamation League of B'nai B'rith the right to, under this law, to conduct these programs in so-called tolerance and bias and diversity in our police departments, mm-hmm. and among other institutions. And it sounds like now this new legislation that's before the House, HR 808, would further that by creating, first of all, this Federal Department of Peace. It would cost $9 billion a year. And the power that this 1990 Act gave the ADL to engage in a reprogramming of the thoughts of our police departments would be brought into the educational system at its earliest levels, mm-hmm. through HR 808.
Right.
And then, of course, this gets us into a circumstance, doesn't it, where we're not simply talking about the fact, in my view, that all of this hate crimes legislation is unnecessary, because when it comes to violent crimes, it doesn't really matter to me who the perpetrators are of violent crimes and who the victims are. When you have violent crime, that's a crime.
That's right.
And it should be prosecutable under the existing statutes of both the federal government and our existing state governments, without getting into the question of having greater or lesser criminality assigned to these individual acts of violence, depending on who the perpetrator is according to certain demographic models and who the victims are according to other demographic models. Now,
right.
But it sounds to me, as I read the things coming out of the National Prayer Network, that we're not only talking about the fact that the hate crimes legislation is unnecessary in regard to prosecuting acts of violence, where we already have every statute that we need, presumably, on the books to be able to do that,
mm-hmm.
But we're talking about something that's inherently dangerous, because it's not only saying this hate crimes legislation tendency is not only saying that certain crimes are worse than other crimes, depending on who the perpetrators and the victims are, as those things are defined demographically, but we're also talking about a situation where traditional forms of Christian and traditional morality are increasingly going to be criminalized in regard to freedom of speech and freedom of expression.
That's right. These laws aren't only unnecessary and dangerous, they're unconstitutional, because what they do is they criminalize the thoughts or the emotions or the viewpoint which might motivate certain behaviors. And that is something that our First Amendment forbids and that our Constitution was never designed to do. we are one of the great strengths of our country is that we are free to hold whatever beliefs we want to hold, to think what we want to think, and to say almost whatever we want to say. And this hate crimes legislation is just so ominous and so anti-American because, as you say, it goes after thoughts and beliefs. And like you're saying, it's unnecessary because the violent crimes which are committed are already going to be treated by our existing, you know, criminal codes. But hate crimes legislation says that if it was motivated by a certain belief or bias, then we're going to triple the penalties for this kind of crime. So what you're really going after there is the point of view. And then what things like this Peace Commission does is to further criminalize viewpoints by describing them as hate and saying these cannot be expressed in our society. And this is mind control and thought control and speech control on the ultimate level. And that's why we absolutely have to resist this legislation and let all of our representatives know that we do not want this Peace Department and we do not want any kind of hate legislation to be passed because it's not anti-hate at all. It's anti-American and it's anti-freedom.
Yes, and it seems to me that at one level, it's almost incomprehensible to me that if you have an evangelical Protestant Christian pastor or Orthodox Roman Catholic priest, mm-hmm. Or for that matter, an Orthodox Jewish rabbi,
uh-huh.
who should say something from the pulpit that references the biblical condemnation morally of the practice of homosexuality,
mm-hmm.
that they would be potentially prosecutable under these hate crime statutes. And as outlandish as that sounds, and of course it is outlandish, it seems to me that for those who doubt that this is what is involved in the agenda of those promoting this hate crimes legislation, they need only look at what is going on in Australia and Canada and Britain and Austria to see examples of where things like this have become bones of contention in these courts, and people have been prosecuted for these types of activities.
That's absolutely right. That's absolutely right. And also, just look around the world at all the cases. I mean, our Constitution and our First Amendment is an exception to the rule of human history, which has been one of oppression and censorship. And that's why we have to value and treasure our First Amendment. It's been a gift from God that has enabled evangelism and freedom and the creation of a very, very strong nation. And that's why we need to be vigilant, because especially with Democrats in much greater control right now of our government, these pieces of legislation just continue to come up because ADL is determined to pass a piece of federal hate crimes legislation, which would give the federal government to go in and intervene anytime a supposed hate crime had occurred in any of the states, which is unconstitutional for them to do. And it would also it would give the federal government enormous power to have to prosecute, basically, whenever anything like that happened, according to the ADL. And as we know, we certainly can't trust their definition of when a crime has occurred, because if you look back at the Philadelphia 11 who were arrested, there were 11 Christians peacefully evangelizing at a gay pride parade, and they were arrested and put in jail and threatened with a total of 47 years in prison for a hate crime of just sharing their Christian beliefs at this.
Yeah, I was living in Philadelphia at the time that was going on,
mm-hmm.
and it's absolutely incredible for people not familiar with this case that you had a circumstance, as I understand it, where there was a so-called gay pride lobby taking place in the city of Philadelphia.
Right.
you had a handful of Christians, as I remember this, approximately 11 who ended up being prosecuted for simply holding up placards making reference to biblical references and to the fact that the homosexual lifestyle is not something that is biblically sanctioned, and they ended up being prosecuted.
That's right.
We will be back. This is Mark Dankos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Stay tuned for Harmony Grant of the National Prayer Network. We'll be back.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately one in four families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. These materials document the global leaders, political and religious working behind the scenes, and their plans for us. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 1-888-211-1715. Again, 1-888-211-1715.
Dankos America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Our special guest today is Harmony Grant, who is connected to the Reverend Ted Pike's National Prayer Network, which, among other things, has been telling the rest of us on the American right, informing the rest of us as to what's going on with this hate crimes legislation and who's behind it and what that may mean for you and me in the days ahead. As we look at societies like Australia and Canada and Britain and Austria, where legislation of this type has been used in completely ominous ways, as we would understand that according to the American constitutional tradition and the First Amendment of our Constitution. Harmony in regard to this whole issue then of this H.R. 808 and in regard to earlier pieces of legislation that have been moving us in an undesirable direction. And, of course, you made reference to one of these, which was to the 1990 legislation called the Hate Crimes Statistics Act. There's also something established by the U.S. State Department several years ago entitled the Department of Global Anti-Semitism. Mm-hmm. We're now looking at this H.R. 808 in this so-called Department of Peace. Now, all kinds of things come to my mind as I read through some of these news updates on these various laws, both ones that have passed as well as those that are pending. Why is the Anti-Defamation League, the agency that is being given so much power by the federal government in terms of, as near as I can tell, being the enforcement arm for these various departments, like the Department of Global Anti-Semitism and like the proposed Department of Peace, why does the Anti-Defamation League of B'nai B'rith have such a strong apparent association with the militant homosexual rights crowd? And what would the Anti-Defamation League do in a circumstance where if we have H.R. 808 enacted and we end up with a so-called Department of Peace, how are they going to use that to deal with people who think that Israel and the Israeli lobby are among those who are most involved in violating peaceful principles today? How does all this play out?
Well, that's an excellent question. And what this hate crimes legislation will do is to make Judaism and Jews a federally protected group, just as they are protected groups in most state hate crimes right now. And that would potentially very quickly make it a hate crime or a speech crime to speak out against Israel and particularly against Jewish literature, against the Talmud and Kabbalah, against Jewish sources for the behavior of the state of Israel right now, severely limiting our freedom of speech and our ability to comment, especially as the United States continues to be heavily united with Israel and making Israel the centerpiece of their foreign policy in the Middle East.
So essentially then what you would have in your understanding is a circumstance whereby between this already existing Department of Global Anti-Semitism and this proposed $9 billion Department of Peace that would come into play if some version of H.R. 808 made its way through the House and subsequently through the U.S. Senate, that we would see a situation where speaking out against the influence of the Jewish lobby in America, mm-hmm. speaking out against Israeli policy in Palestine, speaking out against U.S. wars in the Middle East being conducted on behalf of Israel, mm-hmm. that would suddenly become criminalized conduct and criminalized thought and criminalized speech, which essentially would then take people like your Ted Pike at the National Prayer Network. I think about Mark Glenn at Crescent and Cross.
Right.
Think of Michael Collins Piper, for mm-hmm. example, at the Republic Broadcasting Network. Mm-hmm. Somebody like Pat Buchanan, for example.
Yeah.
That all of these people could potentially become defined by our federal government as criminals and could be prosecuted under these various pieces of legislation.
That's right. That's right. And that's an extremely real possibility under this legislation. And not many people may be aware of this, but the ADL is basically a spy organization. There was a 1993 case in which they were revealed to be keeping records on American citizens, including your car license plates and all kinds of detailed information on conservative, also Arab Americans, and other people that they thought might be a threat to their agenda. And that shows that they have a very real intent to silence and shut down those in America who are criticizing Israel, who are standing up for traditional morality and conservatism and who are trying to protect America as we know it or have known it.
Yes, and some of this is chronicled in Michael Collins Piper's book, The Judas Goats, in Chapter 11. And when we come back, I'll discuss something that happened to me in Seattle years ago. They're related to the ADL and to your friend Ted Pike, the National Prayer Network. Mark Dankos America will return live from RBN and from San Antonio with Harmony Grant of the National Prayer Network. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Attention, this is an RBN financial news bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt? Maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Americans who already realize our nation is in deep trouble need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who is responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11 through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour,
$15 for 2 hours,
and $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right, Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
Mark Dankos America coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We're joined in this hour of the show and in the final half hour of this show by Harmony Grant of the National Prayer Network talking about H.R. 808, which would create a federal Department of Peace to the tune of $9 billion a year. And that Department of Peace would find many of its individual statutes being implemented at the local level by the Anti-Defamation League of B'nai B'rith, which quite notably has, among many other things, organized local programs designed to promote acceptance of homosexuality throughout all sectors of American society, Harmony's point before the break about the role of the ADL in some very significant spy scandals in this country is chronicled again by Michael Collins Piper in Chapter 11 of his latest book, The Judas Goats, The Enemy Within. You can find that on page 128 and following in the Piper manuscript. And it seems to me as well, Harmony, that this brings us full circle to something that I talked about with Ted Pike when he was on the show in a time past, that many years ago in the late 1980s, I was a district chairman in the Republican Party in King County, Seattle, in the largest state legislative district in the state of Washington in those days, the 36th legislative district. I was also working once in a while on a radio broadcast for KGNW Radio in Seattle, which is a 50,000-watt Christian station there. And I also pastored an independent Lutheran church. And there was a time when I was on a one-time basis invited to Anti-Defamation League headquarters by the then regional director of the Anti-Defamation League, a fellow by the name of Marvin Stern. And the purpose was to listen to presentations being made at ADL headquarters by Rabbi Yechiel Eckstein of the so-called International Committee of Christians and Jews, which, as I understand it, is probably the leading liaison between the Jewish lobby and Christian churches in America. A guy at that time named Jan Vanderhoven, who was the then head of the so-called International Christian Embassy in Jerusalem, was also in attendance. And basically, this whole situation that I was invited to involved only one other Christian clergyman who was with a pro-Zionist group entitled Bridges for Peace. I was really the only outside Christian clergyman invited. The other people present were all Jewish rabbis, apparently, from the greater Seattle area. And among the things that was discussed was the National Prayer Network and Ted Pike.
Oh.
You know what's interesting to me, of course, at that time I have to confess that I was so far out of the loop in regard to the real American right that I did not know then who Ted Pike was, did not know what the National Prayer Network was or what it was doing. But nonetheless, the regional director of the Anti-Defamation League at that time in Seattle provided me with a confidential file. And this file had certain things blacked out of it so that I could not read the entire content of the file. There were certain names and references that were blacked out with a permanent black magic marker. But basically, I could read much of the material. And this was a memo that, as I remember it, came out of the New York office of the Anti-Defamation League and was sent to all of the regional directors of the ADL around the country, including Marvin Stern, the then director of the ADL in Seattle. And it was putting out a red flag on Ted Pike and the National Prayer Network. Now, to me, all these years later, you know, I think about that and find it to be absolutely chilling that they were even collecting a file like that on a person. Whatever one thinks of Ted Pike and the National Prayer Network, quite clearly the man is not a criminal, and he's entitled to freedom of speech and freedom of expression under the First Amendment of the Constitution of this country. And if he happens to be speaking out on issues that the Israeli lobby doesn't like, that's his prerogative constitutionally as an American citizen.
Right.
And yet, nonetheless, the ADL had this file being circulated among all its regional directors that was designed to draw attention to Ted Pike and to his role in speaking out against the Israeli lobby. And presumably, I say presumably because I don't know this, but I would guess very strongly that if that file was being shown to me as one who was not, by my own admission, all that influential in Christian churches around the country, that undoubtedly some very important people in the Christian right, with publishing houses and with electronic media conglomerates and some of the leading lights of televangelism in this country, must have seen that same file. If that presupposition is correct, it suggests that there was and is a concentrated effort on the part of the Israeli lobby to silence people like Ted Pike and others of his ilk who are raising a lot of questions about this relationship between the Israeli lobby and AIPAC and the ADL and our government. Without necessarily going into details, have you guys felt some of that pressure in recent years with what you've been doing?
Well, we're certainly aware of that pressure, and it is quite difficult to get mainstream Christian criticism of Israel and the Israel lobby and of this agenda. And there's been a shocking silence from the conservative right about hate crimes legislation and also about our role in the Middle East and the power of the Israel lobby in our government. And that certainly speaks to the power of the Anti-Defamation League. And they are known, well known, for shutting down these kind of debates and silencing people, which just further makes us aware of the real intentions behind this so-called peace department or so-called anti-hate legislation. That's not what it's about. It's about censorship and speech control. And if they were not doing what they're doing, I truly believe that there would be much freer debate on the right about what we're doing in Israel, what we're doing in the Middle East, and about these kind of laws. But there is a very real threat here and a very great deal of fear about the consequences of speaking out.
Yes, and one presumes that if the ADL, as one example, has files and dossiers on people in this country, and I'm talking about lawful citizens who oppose the power of the Israeli lobby in this country, that presumably this gets into conduct that in some cases has crossed the line into criminality. For example, the ADL was involved in this spy scandal in San Francisco in the early 1990s that actually resulted in quite clearly a series of American laws being broken.
Yeah.
And it's a very chilling story.
Yeah.
And it makes one wonder, frankly, what might be next.
Right, exactly. Especially with their close relationship with the police and sharing this information with the police and educating the police about who needs to be arrested and why. That's extremely frightening. Ted Pike is a Christian speaking out from a biblical perspective and presenting a different take on the theology of Scripture, which hopefully will cause Christians to reexamine how we should be relating to Israel and to the Jewish people. And he's also spoken out against hate crimes legislation, exercising his freedom of speech. And for them to have a dossier on him as if he were a criminal is really, really shocking and should be quite frightening and should fuel our energy to resist these kind of laws. Because if we do not speak out against them today, we're going to be in jail tomorrow, at least those of us that are speaking out are. And then what right will we have left with which to protest abortion or a gay marriage or any of the other things that are important battles on the right?
Because demonstrably, and this to me gets at the heart of one of the great contradictions in this curious political alliance between the mainstream Christian right. I'm speaking about people like John Hagee of Cornerstone Church here in San Antonio, Jerry Falwell, Pat Robertson.
Right.
You know, you guys know the drill, of course. And when you look at those figures and see their very obvious and close relationship with the organized Jewish lobby in America, it's absolutely incredible that at the same time, that Jewish lobby is demonstrably involved, as you point out, with this ADL, House Resolution 808, and some of the earlier activities of the ADL with their Department of Global Anti-Semitism and so forth and so on. They have been involved in promoting the legitimacy of the militant homosexual rights lobby. They have been involved in promoting the pro-abortion ideology around the country. And that is something that I have never heard Hagee or Falwell or Robertson or Billy Graham talk about at all.
Right.
This link between the Jewish lobby and the abortion and gay rights and pornography industries in this country, and yet the evidence is there.
Yeah.
That's exactly what's going on.
That's right. Well, and that's been the preparation stage is, you know, we've had decades now of propaganda saying that it's anti-Semitic to criticize domestic Jewish activism, which has been overwhelmingly liberal, and now it's also anti-Semitism to criticize Israel and their policies and their treatment, for instance, of Palestinians. And this fear of being called anti-Semitic is overwhelming on many people, and it prevents them from even looking into these issues and educating themselves because of this fear, this great emotional weight, which is pumped up by, 200 films about the Holocaust and more books constantly being created saying that the Jews are victims of this irrational Gentile hatred, which has no basis in Jewish behavior or anything of that kind, and that if you speak up and criticize the behavior of Abe Foxman and the ADL or Jewish members of our government, and you question their motivations or their behavior, then you're anti-Semitic. And
yes,
we have to be strong enough to take that name, to be called that, and to love the truth more than we love our own reputation or our social comfort or the easy lies which have come to completely permeate our society and pretty much dominate this discussion.
Yes, absolutely. We're going to take a caller. At the same time, I would direct people to taking a look at the National Prayer Network site, which you can find at truthtellers.org. And there will be information there on that site about these hate crimes laws and about how opposition to these laws in a future or Orwellian environment would make you or me a criminal in regard to the kinds of things that the ADL would want to see enacted into the American legislative agenda. We have a caller. Go ahead. Go ahead, sir.
I've come a little late on your discussion here. I'm enjoying it. I'm a Protestant, and I know that the Reformation put the finger on Rome. And when we come down to the problem we're having with the homosexuals, the abortion, we can't have the Ten Commandments in our courthouses, I've noticed that there are five of the nine Supreme Court judges are Catholic. And one of the other ones is an Anglican, and they have both have homosexual ties in their priesthood. And these are the ones that are saying that you cannot speak out against the homosexuals because those guys are homosexuals because it's part of the sun worship, the Mithra worship, and that was homosexuality. So when we point at, Brunei Brits, well, they're just controlled by the Jesuits, which are, the same thing. So when I'm looking at it coming from a biblical standpoint of Revelation 17, 1 to 6, that even Moody Institute, their Wycliffe Bible commentary, if you go to Revelation 17, 1 to 6, they point that the Roman Catholic Church is the scarlet woman who rides the beast. So we point down that, these mystery religions all had homosexuality in them, and a lot of the people have written books already today about this stuff. And so I see that one of the reasons that we're coming to a point that we cannot speak out against anything or anybody is because Rome is trying to take the heat off of them ever since the Reformation. And it is the Roman Catholic Supreme Court that is actually making these rulings. So I go back to the biblical source. Have you dealt with this, or how does this fit in with what you understand in your studies?
Harmony, did you want to take that, or you want me to take it?
Well, I would just encourage the caller to look at Ted Pike's book, Israel, Our Duty, Our Dilemma, and look at the evidence that he presents for believing that the lady riding the beast is actually Israel. And this actually is not a new idea, because the church fathers also believed that Israel would be the source of Antichrist and of this Antichrist spirit, which is now persecuting and seeking to persecute Christians. It was hostile to Christ 2,000 years ago, and it remains hostile. And I would just encourage everyone to look at that information, and as you said, Mark, to look at truthtellers.org for a different perspective on that, because we need to be really aware of the fact that this hate crimes legislation is coming from ADL, and that our nation's resources are being drained right now in wars for the sake of Israel. And I think that that's the relationship that we really need to be focusing on at this time because of the great threat of this legislation and also what's happening in the Mideast right now.
Well, I have to, being a Christian that believes that the Bible is the answer to our questions, you know, I have to go back to Daniel 7 and the little horn that comes up, you know, this, the Reformation said this was the Antichrist, the little horn that come amongst the ten, and that, you know, three were rooted out because of them, the Hurrii, the Vandals, and the Ostrogoths, because they had the original writings from Syria and the Jerusalem and like that, so Rome had to get rid of them then, and that's when it came up. And Rome received their power in 538 A.D., and this is the Antichrist power that would last for 1,260 years up to 1798. And it still points to Rome. Even Rome is sort of like an octopus. You can see all these tentacles, but you can't see the octopus behind it. And Rome has so many tentacles, and Israel is just another Zionist movement set up by the Roman Church.
We'll be back. Stay tuned.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions Frequency Instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. These materials document the global leaders, political and religious working behind the scenes and their plans for us. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 1-888-211-1715. Again, 1-888-211-1715.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all, Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We've been joined in this last hour by Harmony Grant of Ted Pike's National Prayer Network. You can find that website at truthtellers.org. And in turn, that website will give you additional information on hate crimes legislation, particularly this new bill, H.R. 808, which is designed to create a so-called federal Department of Peace that would utilize the Anti-Defamation League of B'nai B'rith as its enforcement arm in bringing certain definitions of peace and diversity and tolerance, as well as a definition of protected groups, into play in the American legal and cultural and educational system in a way that quite clearly reflects the larger agenda of both the Anti-Defamation League of B'nai B'rith specifically, as well as the Jewish lobby generally. In regard to Daniel chapter 7, I don't have an opportunity to engage in a longer conversation in regard to some of what Steve brought to the table in his call related to biblical prophecy. But suffice it to say, I'm well aware with that, school of biblical interpretation, both from the Protestant Reformation as well as currently in contemporary evangelical theology. Suffice it to say that when we look at what Dr. E. Michael Jones has written in Culture Wars on the whole issue of the Zionist infiltration and manipulation of the process that involved Vatican II with the Roman Catholic Church in the early 1960s, it may well be that when we look at these references to the city of seven hills in the book of Revelation, and when we look at the entity that is described in Daniel chapter 7, that what we in fact might see unfolding before our eyes is a religious entity that may well include the Roman Catholic Church, but not is not exclusively dedicated to it. In other words, maybe we will see in biblical prophecy a configuration where there will be a one-world religion based in Rome that will involve representatives of all of the major world religions, and that this, while it may be based in Rome, and the Bible seems to point in that direction, may well have as its ultimate power source and power base a satanic movement to link that sort of larger one-world religion with a political and economic and financial system that many would argue has a disproportionate Jewish involvement in it. That's a topic for another show, but I think it'll be fascinating to watch that unfold in the days ahead. Harmony, in terms of what the National Prayer Network is up to, where do you see your activities going in the year ahead?
We're really trying to continue to educate about this legislation, and one particular emphasis we have right now is flyers, which we really urge all of your listeners to come to truthtellers.org, print off our flyers against these various bills, and mail them to your representative in the government. This is just something easy and not too time-consuming that we can all do to help educate our government about the fact that we do not want hate crimes legislation passed by our government.
Harmony, I think, was speaking about the fact that you can go to truthtellers.org and see information there in regard to printing flyers to be distributed around the country that deal with this whole question of hate crimes legislation, why we should oppose it, and why your elected representatives need to be involved in specifically voting against this legislation, both in the U.S. House of Representatives, as it is currently constituted as H.R. Bill 808, and certainly any version of this bill that may appear before the United States Senate, we would oppose on the same grounds as well. And I will ongoingly keep our listeners posted in regard to this information and what it means for you and me in the days ahead as the National Prayer Network continues to send out these alerts related to hate crimes legislation and to the progress, or what we hope is the